Welcome to F-Bombs with Priscilla. On today's special edition of the podcast, I uploaded my speech from Saturday at my Adelante Mommy conference, and I talk about the things I have learned through this year, hoping that other people don't have to learn them the hard way. Now, the audio isn't the greatest because it was recorded on someone's phone and the first 30 seconds of the speech was cut off, but I was basically saying how fast I grew up. And you can still understand my speech. It's just not the best quality. And I think I might be a little bit more sensitive to it since I am in radio, but I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you guys again for listening to this. I hope that you take away something from it. And today's F-bomb is fulfillment. Voy a traer el pelo suelto.
I had my daughter when I was 18. I became a single mom when I was 21. Guys, most kids that age don't even know what a uterus is. So I'm over here trying to raise a kid. And my parents were very traditional. Once you left the house, I was like, Wes, you're on your own. Figure it out. You left. We're not going to help you. And so from the age of 17 to 27, it was constant hustle, constant grind, constant survival mode, right? And I always had that like weight on the back of my head. She's like, Priscilla, just keep going, mija. Just keep fighting. You and Lila are gonna be okay. Just keep grinding, put your head to the ground, and you guys are gonna be fine. And then when I was 27, I met my husband. Guys, things moved real fast, homeboy. Knocked me up within like 6 months, okay? I don't recommend that for anybody. Lila, if you're listening, I'm not recommending it. But he moved in with me and Lila. He stepped up and he really became everything that Lila and I needed. And without him even realizing it, like he came into our lives at a really perfect time. And after I met my husband, I was like, I'm on cloud nine. Don't get me wrong, though. He's real annoying sometimes. Like, I remember one time, guys, we got in a fight, and he left the house, and I was like, Pinche, ¿quién se cree que se va a ir? Who's just gonna leave? So I blew up his phone, like, 85 times. And I remember walking out, and I was like, where's this mofo at? His ass was staying in the truck in the front of the house! I was like, you were here this whole time! But it's fine. Everything's good, right? Most of the time, life is amazing. So, like I said, we got married, we had a baby, we bought a house, we were raising our two girls. He was supportive of my career. I mean, a real progressive. We were living that American dream that immigrant parents come to America to give their kids, right? But just when you think that you have life figured out, the universe is like, just kidding. You still have a lot more to learn. And, all right. This year I did learn a lot. A lot happened to my family and I this year. At the beginning of the year, let's just say I was laser focused on my career. I just had my name added to the Matthew Blaze Show as Matthew and Priscilla. I was launching a podcast. I was doing all of our events with Adelante Mami. I was really trying to build a brand for myself because that's where I put a lot of the weight of my success. I'm like, Priscilla, you're not successful until you have a great career. You're not successful until you've quote unquote made it. And then this February was one of the hardest days of my life and my family's life, to be honest. So let me backtrack a little bit. My 14-year-old daughter, Lila, her biological father, was always in and out of her life. And he's dealt with addiction her whole life. She hasn't known him any other way. And I never thought it affected her as badly as it did. Because if you know anything about my daughter, she has the biggest personality. She's bubbly. She's confident. She's so outgoing. And you just would never know that she was struggling. But she really was. And One day, my daughter's school counselor called me to tell me that another kid came to the office and said they were concerned for Lila, and they had found cuts on her arms, and she was self-harming. Shortly after, we found notes with suicidal thoughts in her room. I couldn't believe it. My beautiful girl, though so full of light, she was dimming. And that's when I decided to stop everything. Our family's main goal at that point was to get to the root of what was going on with our girl, to help her get better, and that's what we started to do. This last year has been months of therapy, self-development as a teenager, confidence building, family bonding. Guys, we even got a damn dog. I got a golden doodle, and y'all know how expensive those little shits are. But I was committed to helping her through this. And at the same time, I was learning so much about what I wanted to and how I wanted to live life moving forward. So that's what brings me here today, is to share with you guys what I have learned through this process. Now, I can't sit here and tell you I didn't feel guilty. I had immense mom guilt. I was so focused on doing it all that I probably missed a few signs, I'll be honest. And then I started getting mad. Guys, I've been so salty about the impossible standard that women are held to in society. It's laughable, and quite honestly, I am tired of it. I'm sure all of you are too. We're expected to have careers, but don't have too much of a career because you gotta take care of your family. Be strong and opinionated and stand up for yourself, but not too much because you don't wanna come across as a bitch. And take care of your man and maintain a good relationship. But what, she's going out of town without her kids? And everyone wants to preach self-love, self-acceptance, but you better make sure your body is snatched at all times. Career women, stay-at-home moms, single moms, women that don't want kids, women that can't have kids, every other version of a woman, there's always something that we feel like we're not doing enough of. But on the outside, we manage to make it look easy, or like we do have it figured out. And people are like, oh my God, Priscilla, you have everything figured out. How do you balance it all? I don't. Balance is bullshit. We can't be all things at one time. Once we get past the idea that we can balance it all, we will stop being disappointed or feeling like we are not enough. We don't balance life, guys. We navigate it. We manage. We give attention to what it needs the most, and that's okay. And in this time in my life, my attention was needed with my family. I still went to work, I did my best, but I pumped the brakes. And here are a few things that helped me pump the brakes, guys, that I want to share with you, so hopefully you guys don't have to learn the hard way. First things first, ladies, I want you to throw your timelines out the window. Of course, it's important to have goals. But why do we have to set a timeline that if this certain life event doesn't happen by this age, then I'm failing or I'm not successful? That's a false narrative. Why do you have to have your house bought by the time you're 30? Why do you have to be married and start a family in your 20s? Why can't you start a new career when you're 35 after you raised your babies? Or why can't you be 45 and say, you know what, I want to try something new? Listen, Kourtney Kardashian was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She just turned 40. And she's like, oh my God, Khloe, like I'm turning 40 and I don't feel like I've accomplished anything. I was like, bitch, if you haven't accomplished anything at 40, then the rest of us are screwed. But then it made me realize, why does she feel like she hasn't accomplished anything? It's because she didn't meet her timeline. If she had gotten rid of her timeline and just kept her goals and focused on those, she would see how much she has accomplished, and there's still much more time to accomplish, even more. So ladies, get rid of those timelines, keep those goals in check, but don't worry about a timeline. The other thing I learned is support and asking for help. Okay, is you are not alone. We're so conditioned by society to share our wins, but suffer in silence. Or we feel weak or incapable if we don't do everything that women are supposed to do. Things are taboo to talk about. Things should be kept in private. Vulnerability is a sign of weakness. But I can't tell you how supported and embraced my little family felt the more we shared my daughter's story. And how asking for help has relieved so much. My friends, my coworkers, my family, our listeners, the more people we told, the more we realized that people really care. Give them the opportunity to care about you. The more I asked for help, the more I realized I didn't have to do anything, everything. Guys, I haven't cooked a home cooked meal in a year. So shout out to my husband for that dry tip yesterday. That was real good. And don't get me wrong, I understand. Opening up is not easy. And asking for help is not easy. And someone made a comment to me a couple weeks ago, and they're like, Priscilla, I just love how you share your story and you don't care what anyone says. And I was like, no, it's the opposite. I care a lot. Like, I'm actually a self-diagnosed people pleaser. Like, I want everyone to like me. So I shared our story with a lot of fear. Like, you can ask anyone that was closest to me before I shared that podcast. I think I had a pit in my stomach up until the minute it happened. But I knew on the other side of that fear was relief and so much support and healing. I didn't want to ask for help because I was scared that I would look incapable, but the people that love you want to be there for you, so let them. My good friend Matthew said this to me a few years ago, and it really stuck with me, so I'm hoping it resonates with you guys the way it's always resonated with me. If someone wants to do something nice for you or help you, like help you with your kids or even just buy you lunch, let them. Because if you don't, you're blocking their karmic seeds and that they're trying to plant to be better people. And I know y'all ain't trying to stop nobody from being a good person, right? So accept the help when it's offered. And that takes me to my final lesson of this year. Give yourself grace. Allow yourself to process and feel. But understand that you don't have to live under a dark cloud while through these difficult times. I think we're so scared to face our demons or our trauma because we think we'll be swallowed by them or that it will put us in a place that's too painful. But you see, going through this with my daughter, I've learned that working through trauma doesn't have to be all dark and draining. And on the other side of it, it's so beautiful. During her healing process, of course, there were a lot of devastating days, but there were also a lot of days that we laughed and we loved and we bonded, and I still have some very beautiful memories through that awful time. I've learned that joy and pain can live together. I've learned that you can be hurting, happy, and healing at the same time. So those are the things that I've learned. And now I'm at the point in my life where I'm navigating what matters the most. I'm removing timelines from my goal or from life and just sticking to my goals. I'm leaning on my circle and letting them help us through this. And I'm giving myself grace to work through difficult times and celebrating how beautiful life is. I feel that by striving to learn from the situation instead of being a victim to it, my daughter is following suit. Now, I told my daughter earlier on, Lila, we're getting through this as a family. We didn't just want her to do the work. We wanted to do the work together. She addressed all of the trauma from her father, and she's currently working through it. And sometimes it's hard to revisit, and she gets defeated still. And I remind her daily that, Lila, do not be ashamed of your story because Your trauma doesn't make you who you are. It's your ability to overcome this that makes you who you are. This is what made you. Don't ever let someone have the power over your narrative. And don't be ashamed of what you've been through. Be proud of what you're facing and how you've come out stronger, and take credit for being the beautiful person that you are despite your trauma. And since she's been committed to her healing, she's found new friends, she started high school, she made the cheer squad, her grades are amazing, our family strong is bonded than our family bond is stronger than ever. And guys, I am so thrilled to introduce my daughter, Lila.